It takes a lot of energy to both speed up and slow down subway cars. What if that braking energy could be captured and repurposed to power trains? SEPTA's looking into expanding that possibility, and joining me to explain is Eric Johansson, SEPTA's Director of Innovation. Eric, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, we're talking about a battery system, and SEPTA's already embarked on a pilot program toward that end.
Yeah, back in 2010, we started looking at the potential to capture, store, and reuse what's known as regenerative braking energy on our trains on the Broad Street Line and Market Frankford Line in lithium-ion batteries that would be set up at substations along the line. And we adopted a pilot program in 2010 at our first location on the Market Frankford Line in Kensington to capture, store, and reuse energy created by braking trains there and figure out how it could be deployed most cost effectively. In the first year, we saved about $40,000 worth of energy costs and were able to generate another $250,000 of revenue in markets that are managed by the PJM Interconnection, which manages the Mid-Atlantic electric grid.
Now, my eyes will cross if you get too technical with me, but essentially it is capturing the energy when a train breaks and storing it.
So essentially what the battery is doing is two things at the same time. It's capturing energy created by braking trains, which is just like a Prius. That's how a Prius is more energy efficient. It creates energy when the electric motor turns the opposite direction during braking. But what's innovative about this project is that the battery is then being deployed two different ways simultaneously. A company called Viridity Energy, who works with us on this project, is responsible for determining whether it's more cost-effective for us to use the energy on our own system to save energy or in the PJM energy markets to generate revenue. And so the combination of those two things at the same time make the battery project cost-effective and allows us to leverage the financial revenue.
I understand there's a huge expansion taking place.
So what we decided to do was SEPTA's sustainability program is budget neutral, so we're looking for opportunities to leverage financial opportunities to deploy energy efficiency assets without having to spend our capital dollars, which really go towards things like station and bridge repairs, core infrastructure. So we took the idea of leveraging the financial revenue into the energy markets and try to find a company that would partner with us. They would get the revenue and we would get the energy savings. And we wanted to do it at scale to leverage lower cost per unit for the additional batteries.
So that's the business model. So no startup costs for SEPTA. What is SEPTA getting in return?
So we get 100% of the energy savings and we get rent for their right to set up at our substations. They get 100% of the revenue up to a certain dollar value, after which SEPTA can share based on certain market conditions.
Is SEPTA, pardon the pun, coming up to speed with other transit systems nationwide, or is this sort of a new venture?
No, in fact, this is totally groundbreaking. In the past, battery storage systems have been deployed based on grant funding or agencies' own capital uses. This is the first time, to our knowledge, a battery has been commercially deployed, which basically means without any sort of capital contribution from the agency or subsidy from some sort of grant. So this is the first time in our knowledge this combined revenue plus energy savings model has been implemented in the country.
Those who use the subway, I'm sure, want to know, will this either raise or decrease their fares in the near or long-term future?
Well, it certainly can't hurt to keep fares under control. We're projecting the system will save over 1 million kilowatt hours a year, which would translate at 8 cents per kilowatt hour to $80,000 of savings. And as energy prices increase, it'll only save us more.
When will this be implemented? Over what period of time?
Right now, Constellation is in the process of procuring the assets. And so they've told us they'd like to start installing the assets in mid-2016. So I'd say over the course of 2016 and into early 2017, these assets will be installed, commissioned, tested with PJM, and then approved for use.
On behalf of riders, the installation won't compromise or shut down portions of the line in the interim?
No, and in fact, that's one of the most interesting things from my perspective about the project is what this project is doing is creatively reusing an existing asset that for years had been in some ways underutilized. We have these substations that were built all over our subway system, all over the city, close to 100 years ago. They were built in an era when power infrastructure was a lot bigger. When that infrastructure was modernized, it created these large rooms with nothing in them. And so we have this large physical footprint at some of our substations that could be repurposed for something like a large battery. And so for us, this is just deploying an asset in a new way to make it more efficient.
Eric, your title's pretty neat, Director of Innovation. What are some other innovative areas that you're working on with SEPTA?
So a big focus of our efforts have been on the energy efficiency front. We use about 500 million kilowatt hours a year of energy to run our trains. And
again, around 8 cents per?
8 cents per. So it's about $40 million a year of electric spend. And so we've been focusing on ways of deploying assets like this to reduce energy consumption. So we've got deep energy retrofits at facilities all over the region to try to leverage cheaper source of energy, natural gas conversions from heating oil, things like that as natural gas gets cheaper, but also looking at things like the Philadelphia Water Department's stormwater program. And we're getting a little bit more interested in how SEPTA can get involved with what the Water Department's doing to try to promote green infrastructure in the region and promote the greening of our facilities and also reduce the new stormwater charges that the Water Department's imposing on our facilities. About $1 million a year in stormwater fees at our facilities across the region because of their impervious footprint. And so we're starting to install green infrastructure to reduce those fees and make our system more sustainable. So a lot of the work of this new Office of Innovation that's been created at SEPTA is looking at new and innovative ways of reducing our long-term costs through creative deployment of these new assets.
Congratulations to you. Good luck. And thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Eric Johansson is SEPTA's Director of Innovation.